The hike up Mount Kilimanjaro is long, difficult, and a very personal experience. In early October, 33 African women made this trek to the rooftop of Africa to take women's issues to the top. The goal of the trek, dubbed the Kilimanjaro Initiative, is to increase the profile of land rights for women. The Daughters of Mumbai Resource Center in Kenya is one of the groups that participated in the Kilimanjaro Initiative. Its executive director, Nkoji Njehu, traveled to Arusha to participate in the Pan-African event and also led consultations in Kenya that aim to understand the local context and demands of Kenyan women. We bring you this report by Farm Radio International.
The women organized the Kilimanjaro Initiative to discuss strategies for strengthening women's voices around land ownership. The initiative involved focus group discussions with 44,000 people, both men and women. The outcome of the meeting will be presented to the African Union and national governments. It was powerful to see that women can do just about anything when they put their mind to it. The hike was also part of proving the determination women have in fighting for their rights, and their land rights in particular. The journey up Mount Kilimanjaro was an important part of the event because local custom dictates that women can only own land through their husbands and male relatives. 80% of women live in rural areas, but less than 5% own their land. When these women are made landless, they become an economic burden, vulnerable to exploitation. The executive director of the Daughters of Mumbai Resource Center in Kenya, Nkoji Njehu, said the situation in Kenya is much the same. According to her, the Kenyan constitution says that women and girls can inherit and own land, but religious, customary and cultural practices often differ, and the reality on the ground is different.
You heard a report by Farm Radio International.